Hey, buzzing down my back real quick.
In the midst of a pandemic, I got my bros, man. Pretty fucking awesome. Do you mind saying something just so I can get some levels in case we do record?
Ooh, some da doo 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 doo. Ooh, some da doo 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 doo. The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. Then I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, baby, you more than just a friend. And if I ever in love again, I will be sure that the lady is a friend. And if I ever in love so true, I will be sure that the lady's just like
is the levels good?
I don't know. Hello, welcome to another episode of Bros 3 Podcast for Sunday, February 14th, 2021. How you doing, fam? I say, how are you doing? Please excuse the tippity tap that you hear. It's my dog, Ebony. These last couple days, we've been in the house. We've been inseparable. So I was trying to do a podcast and close the door, and she wasn't whining, but she kind of like huffed. And then she kind of hit the door. Not hard. I just let her know, like, well, I am here, and this door is normally not closed. So, yeah. So, okay, let's see. There's no food. I'm going to tell y'all, I don't know what you know what it is? It's being a dog. I'm not going to use the dog parent. Being a dog owner. And also, I think, like, with all this, like, being locked in the house, I find myself talking to a whole lot more. Well, I start the conversation in my head, but then, like, the last sentence, I end up saying out loud to her. So, like, if I'm sitting, if I'm thinking about, like, man, you know, Wendy's would be real good right now. Like, I love their nuggets. No, I don't. Do I like them? Yeah, I don't like them. But, I mean, and then, like, the last thing come out of my mouth is, like, 4 for 4, though. You can't beat that. Like, it's the oldest old man thing to me. Or, like, if I'm sitting there, like, I got to pay this bill. Like, this is going on my head. I got to pay this bill. I wonder what time the TV show come on. Huh. And then I flip back, like, oh, I got to pay that bill. And then, like, I just say out loud, $79. Huh. Ebony just looks at me, but she don't judge. So, hopefully, y'all don't either. Okay, there's something I normally used to say, which I haven't said. Like, where are your brothers? Brother number 3. Brother number 1, I hear you. Where's brother number 2 at? Where's brother number 3 at? Well, brother number 2, I actually am brother number 3. I saw them about a week and a half ago. They came over because brother number 3 is actually heading out to Japan. He's going to be out there for 3 years. Him and his family. So, yeah, they came over. We hung out in the garage. We wore our masks. Tried to record a podcast, but brother number 2 was like, why don't we just, like, hang out, man? Like, we don't always have to be making content, man. I was like, okay, fair enough. So, I had a great time. Like, I really, you know, really missed him. So anyway, I got my passport, so I can't go 3 years without seeing my little nieces, you know, or my brother. And plus, I've never been to Japan before. I've always wanted to go to Japan. So it just gives me a reason to go. All right. So, yeah, I'm not going to go now, you know, I'm going to wait till the pandemic, you know, lets up a little bit. And I was going to say something like, I had to check myself as I was thinking. Like, I'm going to fly right back to where the corona first started. But now I realized that's Japan. That's China. That's Wuhan, China. So that's not Japan. So it can't be stereotypical. You got to be able to, you know, they're different cultures. We all know that. All right. So anyway. Now, as much as I've been in the house with Ebony, I had to make a run about a week ago. It's a rap song. But I had to make a run to go get some supplies. So I was driving down this one street, and on this one street, there's like 2-3 different strip clubs. Like, it's just a long road. They're not like right next to each other, like a competing strip clubs. Like, the strippers in one place hate the strippers in the other place. Nah, nothing like that. It's got a little distance between them. Not a lot, though, but enough, I guess. And I'm driving now. It's like 9 o'clock at night. And I'm looking, and like, there's cars, like, in the parking lot. I mean, that's what cars are supposed to be. Don't get me wrong, but it's like in the midst of a pandemic, who's sitting at home like, you know what? I'm going to the strip club. Like, that's, I don't know, man. That's a hard pill to swallow. And then I know businesses have changed the way they, you know, conduct certain places. Like, you can't sit in restaurants. Well, certain restaurants. Or, you know, they got glass up, you know, where you talk to the teller. Like, but the whole premise of a strip club is, you know, the closeness, the perceived intimacy of being with beautiful ladies and, you know, whatever. So I'm like, okay, so how would you make a strip club like Corona safe without taking away, you know, the sexy of it, right? So I'm like, okay, well, obviously they got to have social distancing. I mean, between the perverts, not the women, right? So maybe have one pervert at a table and 6 feet, right? Okay, cool. That's a little bit safer. But what about these ladies, right? So, I mean, I guess, well, okay. Because see, the thing is, when they're on stage, you go and you throw, okay, I don't want to make no offense. Any of the young people, but there are places called strip clubs, and in these strip clubs, there are poles, and women tend to dance around the pole, all right? Just get that out the way. And plus, it's in the video games, GTA. You can go down, you can go to strip clubs in the game, Grand Theft Auto. So anyway, all right, so is the woman on stage, does she wear a mask? I mean, even though she got nothing else on, is she wearing a mask? Do you not go up to put money on the stage? Or are they, like, behind bulletproof glass? You know what I'm saying? Like, have them, like, just in a little box. They could dance in that, right? As long as it's not a fast song, they won't catch it. You know, they won't lose their breath. Because if they start exhaling and stuff, you know, it might fog up the inside of this little fish tank stripper situation. But see, the thing is, most strippers make the majority of their money doing lap dances. So how do you make that safe? I mean, does she come out in a, okay, hold on. Yeah, do they come out like in a, like a hazmat suit? Like, dang, girl, what's your name? Cinnamon. Ooh, Cinnamon. I like Cinnamon. Cinnamon's sweet. No, that's a common misconception. The sugar is sweet. Cinnamon's more of an aromatic. And like, why are you sad? Why your voice so husky like that? It's hot under this suit. You know, and plus, you know, people like all shapes and sizes. Just because her name is Cinnamon and she's a heavier girl, she can still twerk. Yeah, there's equal opportunity. No shaming on this podcast, you know. So she in the... Oh, okay, so I don't think the beekeeper outfit, the hazmat suit would work because, I mean, you just unzip it and now you back to your clothes. Huh. I don't know. It's just, I find that maybe people are looking for a connection at the strip club. That's the wrong place to go. And plus, man, you can get STDs at a strip club. So you can doggone well come home with corona. I mean, that's nothing, right? Right. Okay. It's just it's common sense, people. But you know, okay. I was at work a couple weeks ago, right? And I was walking an individual out of jail. He bonded out. He wasn't a nice guy, but he looked like a mild mannered guy, right? He, you know, had a haircut. He had a parted. You know, just he got caught drinking and driving. No harm, no foul. He bonded himself out. So as he walking out, like, we all wearing masks. I was like, yo, bro, where your mask at? And he was like, oh, I guess I don't have one. I say, oh, you one of those people who don't wear masks, huh? And he gave me like that white person smile, like, like, I guess I am. Instead of just saying, yeah, I am. That little nervous laugh. So first and foremost, I don't like nervous laughter. Like, just to me, just say what's on your mind. Like, you know, so I say, oh, so you want to cast it on be wearing masks, huh? He was like, I was like, dude, you know, you wear the mask to protect other people as well as yourself, right? You know that, right? And he like, well, yeah, I guess it's just the kind I don't want to. I was like, yo, man, my grandma died from COVID, which is not true, all right? My grandma's been dead for years, right? So I was like, you know, my grandma, she died from COVID. So you telling me that you not wearing a mask, like my grandma had to die because you don't want to wear a mask? He was like, I mean, well, like, did she have any underlying health concerns? I said, no, she was fit as a fiddle. She was fit as a fiddle. So I answered the question. And he was like, well, I mean, like, like, how old was she? So now I got to, like, send him a line. I got to do, like, math real quick in my head. I'm like, okay, my mom's 60, something like that. I'm like, she was 78. So does my grandma have to die so you don't have to wear a mask? And he was like, well, I mean, you know, 78, it is kind of old. I was like, dude, just say yeah. Just say yeah. My grandma had to die because you didn't want to wear a mask. Just say it. And he wouldn't say it. Like, like, dude, no, stand on your principles, cuz. So anyway, he walked out of my life. He walked out of my life like everybody. February 14th, you monster. I don't know, man. Just weird, I guess. I don't know. I was just a total subject. I guess we're talking about love in this episode. There's a different type of love. You know, love for Ebony. You know, love of the flesh, I guess, strip clubs. You know, love of yourself. I mean, old people got to die so you don't have to wear a mask, right? Yeah. I was sitting down a couple days ago. Bless you. Bless you. I was sitting down a couple days ago with my daughter, Zion. It had to be about a week ago. It was all good about a week ago. Week ago. So, me and Zion, this is why it's important to bond with your kids. But you got to do something that the kid don't know that you're bonding necessarily, right? So, Zion loves his game Assassin's Creed. Like, it's been like 8, 9 Assassin's Creed games. And she first liked playing Assassin's Creed when, like, she was itty bitty. Like, I think it was like, you got to sit down somewhere. She first started playing, like, about, you know, Assassin's Creed 3. And that episode, you could, like, ride a horse. And, like, once I beat the game, you could walk around and throw money down. Like, just make it rain gold coins. Or, no, I mean, what do you call money in Italy? I don't know. You can make it rain gold coins, right? And you could jump on a horse. Zion loved it because she could jump on a horse, ride around, stun on everybody, jump in the middle of town, just start throwing gold coins. Like, ha-ha, gold coins, right? Well, every now and then she would hit the wrong button and stab somebody in the face. But, you know, she was a kid. She, you know, she was like, sorry, Dad, I didn't mean to do it. Like, you know, just don't do it again. Oh, she can't play the game. So she's been playing this game for years. So I bought her a newer version of the game. I bought multiple versions, but this one is Assassin's Creed Odyssey, right? So she's a female assassin. She's in Greece. She's riding horses, shooting arrows. You know, my daughter, like, now she's playing the game. She's doing missions and stuff. So as we're sitting there, like, I'm helping her on the board because she, when it gets too heavy for her, she'll be like, hey, Dad, you do it. And I'm like, I ain't been playing the game. I don't know what buttons does what, but we figured it out together. It's good times, what I'm trying to tell you. And as we're sitting there, we're both watching the TV, and, you know, I'm playing the game. She's watching me. I light an arrow, and I shoot it, and I hit, like, something that sets on fire. And as we're sitting there watching, Simon was like, I used to be a pyromaniac. And, like, I didn't turn to look at her. I just kept watching the game. I was like, oh, yeah? She was like, yeah. Like, I really like fire. I was like, so now I'm like, I don't know what to do with that information, but I'm like, okay, cool. Like, so do you set stuff on fire? She was like, no, just, I really like fire. I was like, that's awesome. I'm a little concerned, but mostly just, I felt good that she was able to share that with me. I'm also a little scared. But oddly enough, she don't like my fire pit. What sense does that make? Like, that's the perfect place for fire, and she don't... Okay, anyway. What else? There are people, grown-up, adult, human people, who still believe in, like, mermaids. Like, there's TV shows where they have Beyond Science and stuff. They are grown people that still believe in, like, mermaids and stuff. Like, that's the wildest thing to me. Like, there are people with PhDs, like, talking on TV about, oh, well, yeah, this fish right here from the Mesopotamic area, Jurassic period. Like, see, he doesn't really have, like, the fins like a normal person. But you can see these protrusions up top. Like, those could be fins, but they can also easily be the clavicle and the blah, 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 blah. And like, dude, are you serious? Like, the reason I bring this up is because years and years ago, I was helping. Okay, if this don't sound like an episode of Seinfeld, I don't know what does. Right, so years and years ago, I was buying a couch from a place that was going out of business. It's a little small mom and pop shop that sells furniture. So the guy was like, yo, you know, you can buy, you know, the couch, but I don't have a delivery guy. So, like, would you mind, like, help loading it up and then, you know, and taking it off? Like, I'll give you $50. I'm like, cool, yeah, shucks. Yeah, let's do that. So, bring the couch, put it in my house. So, the guy was like, yo, how would you like to make some more money? I'm like, doing what? Like, you know, I put the couch in. Like, I've seen movies, and couches and people don't go well together. So, he was like, look, you're off tomorrow. No, he said, are you off tomorrow? I said, yeah, I'm off. I have a job, but yeah. He was like, all right, well, how about this? I got some deliveries. And, you know, you can move a couch. You got arms and legs, you know. And looking around this place, you need some money. So, he didn't say that, but he was like, yo, why don't you come by? You help make some deliveries, and I give you $100. I'm like, bet. So, for a day, I was a mover. So, I'm sitting in his place, and it's you know, he's selling off the last of his stock, his inventory, or whatever. So, he's making calls. He's got three deliveries to make, I think. So, we put the pieces in the house, right? So, we drive there. We drive to the first house. Nice house. Big house. And I don't remember what they had, but he kind of gave me, like, I guess, the quick, you know, okay, so real quick, we're going to go in here. We're going to move this stuff. We're going to be professional. We're going to be courteous. You know, we're not going to hit no walls, nothing. We're going to be real mindful of everything. And, you know, we'll just leave it at that. In the back of my brain, I was like, real talk, it's a one-day job. I can go in here and do what I want to, but my mom ain't raised me like that. We're going to do this job. We're going to do it well. So, big house, beautiful house. We go, I think we had to put in, like, some mattresses or something. I don't know. We had to angle something up some stairs. Work like a dog. Make sure not to hit no walls. We didn't set nothing up. The woman said, thank you. I said, okay, cool. Not a problem. We jump back in the van. He said, hey, you pretty good at this. I was like, yeah, thank you. And, you know, at the same time, what else can you say? Like, I don't know what. Whatever. So, the next place we go to, it's a small apartment, and it's on a rundown side of town, and you can tell, like, you know, it's multiple people live there. It's like a family, a big family, but it's a small space, right? So we move a couch in there or whatever, and they were super grateful when they gave me a tip, like $20, something like that. And I thought that was interesting. The person who has the means, the rich people in the big house, well, I was doing my job, so I didn't get no tip. But the people who probably need that $20 more than I needed it were the first people, like, yo, here's, thank you for a job well done. I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't know why I brought that up. Okay, well. Oh, that's why I brought it up. Okay, so anyway, when we went back, right, because we were waiting for more deliveries, because he had me for the day, right? So when we went back to the place, back to his business, I was like, I don't know why I brought it up. I'm just curious. I'm like, can you believe, like, people believe in ghosts? Like that. And the dude, he was writing something. He stopped, looked me directly in the face, and, like, his eyes got big. And I was like, what? Like, what's the problem? Oh, come on. So he looked me directly in the face and was like, yo, I've seen a ghost before. I'm like, what? Because there's no one else in the store. Furniture's being sent out. It's a very weird place. It's quiet. There's no music playing, nothing. And he just stopped and looked at me like, I've seen a ghost before. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, matter of fact, hold on. And he pushes himself away from the desk. Like, he's really excited. I'm like, man, what the hell is going on? He goes and brings me a picture. He said, matter of fact, I even got a picture of it. And hands me this picture. I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting there looking like, it's just him. It's nighttime. And he said he had a wife, but maybe his wife was dead the whole time. No. So he showed me. He's like, yeah, I took this picture around my property. There's these lights. And if you look in this picture, you can kind of see what's like a little hazy. Like, you see that, like, right next to me? Hey, man, we in an empty warehouse, man. If you tell me you seen it, as long as I get out the door, yeah, I see it. And he was like, yeah, I got a whole bunch of these pictures. We've had people come out and look for it, and people can't explain what it is. I was like, are you serious right now? Like, we having a conversation about ghosts? And as soon as I said something about the ghost, like, he talked for like 45 minutes, like, just supernatural, paranormal activity, all that type stuff. And I was like, he was talking about, like, how, you know, stuff in this house be moved. I'm like, maybe your wife moved it, but whatever. So as soon as, like, he was like, well, I guess we're not getting no more deliveries from today. I'm like, all right, cool. He's like, you come back tomorrow? I'm like, no, sir. I am not going to be in this weird little relationship we got going on. Like, consider this my resignation. So, yeah, I was moving stuff for a day. All right, so, but you know what? People have to believe in things. And I'm not saying there's not ghosts. I am saying there aren't mermen, mermaids. Like, how would they even work? You know? But, I mean, belief is good. Like, belief is great. Belief make people conquer things. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all this story, and then I'm going to let y'all go. It's probably going to be the end of the episode. Let me check. Okay. So, this is how I know Jesus is real. All right? Like, most people, like, they got stories of how they know Jesus is real, right? I'm going to tell you how I know Jesus is real. Faith is real. Prayer works, all right? This is how I know. So, one day, years and years ago, I was at work. And we have a sale. It's we put people in there who might self-harm themselves. I mean, for lack of a better word, it's the padded sale. But, I mean, it's kind of used for, like, keep people from hurting themselves. Suicide prevention, I guess, if you want to use that terminology. And typically, when you go in that room, we put you on something called a suicide suit. Well, I think it's like a smock. We don't call it a suicide suit, but it's like a green, long, okay, it's like a gown, right? It's got Velcros and it's got thick material so you can't shred it and hang yourself, right? So this woman, she's in this room, and she's delusional, and she's, we were scared for her safety. So we put her in this suit, and we put her in this room. Now, this room has just, the walls of it, it's padded. It's not super soft, but like it's better than concrete. All right. So she's in this room, and for some strange reason, they designed a bathroom. Like there's a door that you can buzz and they can go use the bathroom. The only problem is that bathroom is so small that like you can put your back against the wall and press your feet against the door, and essentially you locked yourself in another room, and we don't know what's going on. Right? Bad design. So the young lady, she was upset, and she said she had to go use the bathroom. So they buzz her in, let her in this little back room, right? So we're sitting there waiting. 10 minutes go by, 15 minutes come, less than that. But we're like, yo, let's go check on her. So we go in the cell, the padded cell, and we knock on the bathroom door. And it's like, ma'am, are you okay? And she's like, I'm not coming out. I'm like, you coming out? Like, I am not coming out. So it's seven officers, seven of us. Big dudes. Well, three big dudes, one pudgy dude, like female. Like we're trying to push this door open, and we are barely getting like it 2 inches open. Like it's enough to put your fingers kind of in there, but at the same time, like as soon as we all move, that door slams shut, and it's too heavy, man. Like we ain't about to lose no fingers over this, right? So this is gonna sound mean, but this is typically how we get people out of those rooms, right? Because this situation happened before. What you do is you take a can of mace and spray it under the door, right? Typically, what happens is the pepper spray, whatever, like, it start choking and stuff, you know, like, come on out so we can take you to go get cleaned up. The only problem is there's also in the bathroom, the room that she's in, there's a sink there, there's a faucet. You know, you can decontaminate yourself, but typically what we do is keep spraying it in there, you know. Like, just a couple sprays typically get people going, right? So I'm telling the woman, like, look, you need to open up the door. She's like, I ain't opening the door. I say, ma'am, you got to open up the door. Like, you can't be in there like this. She was like, I ain't opening the door. I'm like, ma'am, look, I don't want to have to do this, but if you don't open up this door, like, I'm going to put some pepper spray on this door. Like, you're not going to like it. It's going to burn. So what I do is I take the thing out and read it. Aurelium capsicum, 7%. Blah, blah, blah. Irritant to eyes and nose and throat. Blah, blah, blah. Basically, like, giving a chance to think about it. I'm like, ma'am, this is your last chance to open up the door. I ain't opening the door. I'm like, okay, cool. So, like, here we go. I start spraying it under there. She's like, no, no, no. I'm like, ma'am, just open the door. You know, it's going to get worse before it get better. Come on, open up the door. So, I spray. And then my can was empty. Like, I sprayed like it was an old can anyway. I'm like, ma'am, here we go. Part two. And then this new can was a big can. It's like a little fire extinguisher. I'm like, Aurelian Capsicum, 10%. So we went from 7 to 10%. Like, well, do boo boo, prolonged exposure, you know, heart palpitations, all that stuff. Here we go. So I started spraying it. Now, it's a big spray. Like, we are even coughing in the room. Like, like, she gonna give up. She gonna give up. She's like, no, no, Jesus, make it stop. And I promise you, as soon as that woman said, Jesus, make it stop, that can, this full can of pepper spray went dead in my hand. Like, the string went from a full blast to a trickle to stop. We all looked at it. Like, did she just say, Jesus, make it stop? And won't he do it? Didn't he do it? So I'm sitting there looking at the thing, and everybody looking at me. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this situation. Woman finally decides. So we like, you know what? Let's all bag out the room. We bagged out the room, and I'd be doggone if I ain't hit the shower going on in the little room, the little bathroom that she's supposed to be in. We thought we cut the water off. So I go up in there, like, so we sneak over there, whatever. Open the door, and she's showering, like, may I help you? Like, I said, if you don't get yourself out this shower. Anyway, that's how I know Jesus is real. Like, some people, you know, they read the story about the fish and the loaves and all that other type of stuff. Jesus made the mace stop. Now, you know, That's just what it is. All right, real quick, before I go, I got this story, and I guess this is poignant, seeing as this is Valentine's Day. Let's see. Where is the story? Husband poisoned wife coffee, 23 years of marriage. Okay, I don't have the story. I'm just trying to figure out. Okay, let's see. I don't know if the woman survived. 23 years. Okay. This goes in my brain. All right. So, let's see. My man, he marries the woman, right? All right. They in love. Let's call them Bruce and Sally. That'll be easy to remember. Watch I mess it up. But Bruce and Sally, right? They was high school sweethearts, you know. And Bruce, you know, he was working a job, but they didn't have a lot of money, you know. But Sally, she loved him for him. You know, they made it work, man. They were sleeping on twin size bed. They used to share like half a can of Cheerios. Because, I mean, they had, not Cheerios. What's the stuff? SpaghettiOs, you know. Ate it straight out the can. Just had a little fork. But they was in love. They loved each other. So they was making it work, right? So, you know, then slowly but surely, Bruce got on his feet. You know what I'm saying? Bruce got it. He graduated college, and then from there, they bought their first house, and then they bought their second house, and, you know, now he's a, I don't know, astrophysicist or something, making good money, you dig? And Sally, she behind the whole time, she right beside him, she proud, they finally made it, right? But then, you know, once the kids leave out the house and everything, they realize they ain't got as much common as they thought they did, you know? Bruce is like, yo, Sally, did you forget to, empty out the dishwasher? And she was like, oh, I'm sorry, honey. And he was like, oh, okay. I just find it weird that, you know, I started the dishwasher. And, you know, there's a rule in this house. If whoever starts it, the other person puts it up. Ain't that the rule? She's like, yeah, you know, but at the same time, I had a long day at work. He's like, huh, okay. And he started thinking and stuff. She ain't got no job, though. He's like, okay, she had all day at work. I'm the one working. Like, he's getting upset, right? So, starting to notice that Sally, you know, started really looking at him. Like, they watching Murder Mystery Files or some old person show. Unsolved Mysteries, right? He's sitting there watching Unsolved Mystery, and the guy comes on. And, like, as she watched the show, like, he really kind of just looking at her like, huh, like, she ain't the woman I used to know. She ain't got a couple crow's feet. And, you know, she got a little weight on her, you know. Not that I'm judging. I mean, Bruce ain't got fat, too. Bruce Almighty, you know. But just, I don't know, man. I think I could do better. And then, like, you know, one day he was like, you know, he had enough, man. He went looking for his favorite coffee cup. Favorite coffee cup is in the dishwasher still. He like, wait a minute. I ain't told. Look, wait. I started the dishwasher. There's rules in this house. When I start the dishwasher, you take the stuff out the thing. Like, so what? Rules don't mean nothing no more in this house? This is anarchy, huh? He was like, you know, I had enough. And she was like, babe, would you bring me some coffee, please? And he was like, I'll bring some coffee. You know, he opened up the dishwasher. After he got his cup out, he was like, her favorite mug sitting there. It says, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee or something. He was like, I'll never talk to you again. So he makes up the Maxwell's Folgers. He did some hot water. And he's sitting there. He was like, man, I got to do it, man. Because if I get divorced, you're going to take all my stuff, man. The astrophysics money is like rap money. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you can't just... You're going to have Bruce out here broke. I didn't been broke. I ain't going back no more. She was like, baby, where's the coffee? He's like, okay, see. If you would shut up, then maybe you wouldn't have had no poison in your cup. But now, since you won't talk, I'm assuming he must have got, what, some rat poison from under the sink, you know, from that when they had the moles that was digging up Sally's flower bed. Yeah, put it up in there, stir it up, let it dissolve. Tried to kill him, man. Yeah, I don't know. Friends, how many of us have them? Anyway, that'll be... this one kind of went all over the place. I hope y'all have a sweet day, the remainder of it. Y'all be good to each other. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. One last thing, and I'll let y'all go. Okay, I have to write this one down. This is... Okay. this is a product I've been using, right? This ain't no paid endorsement or nothing. I just like the company. I like what's going on with it, right? Okay, so there's a product, a vegan skincare product line called Lady Wisdom Natural Skincare, right? Since this corona's been going on, I've grown like a little beard. And they have this product called, what is it? His Majesty. It's for people with beards and face, faces. So, yeah, like all their products are natural. It's vegan. And the body wash, I use the body wash, the moisturizer, and face scrub, I think. And I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. Like, my beard kind of coming in. It's got, like, a nice little sheen to it. Smell nice, you know. So, you know, give them a look up. Give them a shout out. The website is www.ladywisdomnaturalskincare.com. They got, I think I saw Portuguese Love, like air fresheners. They got like little gift sets and stuff. So, I mean, it's never too late to give somebody a beautiful gift. All right, guys, get one, get two, put them in your car. You know what I'm saying? Women, you know, get you a little gift box for your dude. That way he don't poison your coffee. You dig what I'm saying? But yeah, Lady Wisdom Natural Skincare. I've been using, like I say, the moisturizer. Smell like a Egyptian god over here. Smell like shea butter and essential oils and stuff. Real good stuff, all right? So y'all give them a look. And if you like the podcast, then I appreciate you. The best way to keep up with it is just hit like on whatever you listen to podcasts for. That way, it'll give a notification. And also, I noticed that the notifications come at different times. But, I mean, that's what we're working with. All right, y'all be sweet with each other. Be sweet to each other. And be a blessing, all right? Talk to y'all later.